Hello and welcome to another episode of the Paper Pencil Podcast Season 2. I am Swarnavo, the host of this show, and this is a place where I get to have lovely conversations with people from the art world. Again, if you enjoy listening to this episode, do consider subscribing to this podcast and of course tell your friends about this show. You can also follow us on Instagram to stay updated on the upcoming episodes. The page name, of course, is Paper Pencil Podcast. And today in this episode, I get to talk to Aryama, aka High on Mangoes. She is an illustrator who graduated from NID. In fact, she was a part of the very first batch of NID Vijayawada. We'll definitely talk about that. She has worked on a whole bunch of books with HarperCollins, Penguin, Bloomsbury, Pratham, and the list goes on. Of course, she has a fascination for mangoes, I guess. And she does these amazing food illustrations in her very own whimsical style with, of course, loads and loads of warm color. If you ever go through her work, you'll realize, you know, the color palette stays warm, which I absolutely love. So, Aryama, welcome to the Paper Pencil Podcast. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much for asking me to do this. And thank you for that warm introduction as well.
Warm, of course. Warm. So, okay, let's start off with this. What is the thing? I'm sure you've been asked this question a bunch of times. What is this deal with high on mangoes? And again, coincidentally, today you and I are wearing mango-ish colors. So what is this deal with high on mangoes?
I actually don't remember because it was so long ago. I think I made this particular page back in 2010 or at some point when I was still like getting out of school, and I don't remember what it was, but I remember writing and scribbling high on mangoes in a lot of places, and I guess it was just mangoes and just my love for them in general. But it's a memory that goes so far back that I don't actually remember, and I get asked like this all the time. So I just, I don't feel like making something up about it, which maybe I should, you know, I should find a cool story to tell, but there is nothing. There is nothing. I don't remember at all. But it's scribbled in like my class 10 notebooks, my class 11 notebooks. Like it's everywhere. I don't know what it is.
Okay, cool. So I think it's high time for you to, you know, come up with a story around that, a fictional story.
But
I also have to mention this one thing before, actually two things before I, you know, formally begin this conversation. One is before the recording, I went through your website for the first time. Okay. And what a cool website you have. My God, what a cool website you have. So people listening, if you get a chance, of course, go to her website. The link is on her LinkedIn bio on Instagram. But what an amazingly cool website, you know, full paper cutout scene and scribbles. I love that.
But it's so old. It's like, it's good for students who are getting out of college, because that's my getting out of college website. I haven't updated it one bit since I've had an actual career. You know, like nothing.
Yeah, I didn't find your books there.
No, it is literally the website I made when I applied for my internship at Harper. Like, and I'm not even sure if they even saw it like more than once, because I had to go for my interview. I think the interview played like a bigger role than my website really did.
You interned at Harper. That's a cool story, I guess. I'd like to hear that. So anyway, that's one part. And the second is, I love your style. I have to say this. I love your style.
Your style is so
different. I do see, you know, your style coming up in the way you draw eyes, the face shape, the colors that you choose. I absolutely love that. You know, the other day I was talking, I was having a conversation with Rajiv. I know you you do adore Rajiv's illustrations, and you know, next
week, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, so Rajiv and I are going to have an episode next week.
Please send him my love.
Yeah, I will absolutely do that. So Rajiv, actually, you know, we are having a conversation on how the illustration style, or not the style, illustration needs to look very free. Okay, it shouldn't look very rigid. It's a conversation that we were having, and you know, I was asking, like, he's like a person I keep going to from time to time for, you know, whenever I need guidance in life, I go to this sage called Rajiv. And you know, if you're having this conversation, and I have to say, when I look at your illustrations, I do see that, you know, sense of freedom in your work, which I really like, you know, absolutely zero rigidness. In fact, I'm trying to get out of that, you know, that rigidness sort of thing in my own work. But, you know, when I look at yours, of course, Rajiv as well, and so many other people, I think you guys have this thing sorted where, you know, It's so free. It's like, you know, it naturally comes to you so easily. So that's also something which I really adore about your work.
I wouldn't say it that easy because I also struggled with this actually around I think 4 or 5 years ago. You know, when all of us illustrators, we start on this quest for a style, we decide we're gonna work, 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 and we're gonna find the style. Yeah, at some point I gave up. I was like, I obviously don't have a style. I'm not gonna draw at all and just like figure it out. And then because I was working, I ended up drawing so much that one day I just started drawing like this, and it was really easy. And then like sometime later I realized, OMG, I have a style. Like it happened like quite organically. I think it's just about, it's like handwriting, you know. After you've done enough and you realize that when you're slow, you draw a certain, you write a certain way, I mean. And when you're fast, when you're in a hurry, when you're trying to simplify, you're doing almost like your own personal note making shorthand situation, then you have a certain style. So I think that's sort of what happened. Like for me, this was the convenient, easy way to draw, which also made sense.
Perfect. And you
Yeah.
know, I was thinking of asking you this question later because I generally start off with the question, which I will go back to about your journey. But since we, you know, open this can of worms right away anyway, so tell me this. You have been working with a lot of publishers and you have been in the scene for a few years now, right? And you've worked with, let's say, again, as I mentioned in the intro, from HarperCollins to Penguin to all the biggies in the publishing world, right? Now tell me this. How did you go about, I think, convincing yourself that this style was a good style that, you know, I don't know. I think I'm going for validation side of it, but I'll tell you. Okay, let me take a step back and tell you why am I asking the question. Okay, so whenever I try to do these, you know, really free flowing sort of a work, okay, let's say character design or whatever. I don't know, in my head there's this tiny little voice which says, "Arey, this looks very kiddish." Okay, I know that's for a children's book, but then I still tell me, I think this is too rough. I think I need to, you know, refine it a little more. I think the shapes need to, or maybe the line needs to be a little more solid, maybe, right? And I don't know. I think the more I do it, after a point I overdo it, of course. And you know, I feel my illustrations after a point looks a little, I don't know, rigid, frozen sort of a thing, right? How did you go about that personal conversation inside your head and probably convincing yourself?
So I think there's slightly roundabout answer to this that I can sort of say. I guess one thing is that for example, in terms of my style, my current style, where I am right now, I have been told by, like, when I do commercial illustrations, people tell me that this is really kiddish looking, so maybe I should make my eyes smaller. And I always tell them, why the hell did you even come to me? Like why? You know? So there's things like that. Versus same style, I'm being told by children's publishers that, you know, maybe they look, your characters look a little mature, like they look a little grown up. Maybe you make the head bigger. So it's actually all about perspective. You know, it's all about who's looking at it. So the children's publishers think that it looks mature. The so-called grown-ups and their work, professional work, think that it's childish. So it's kind of funny, but I think what I feel comfortable doing and why I feel okay with it is because it's the sort of context of it all. So when I change it, I change my style a little bit for every book. Like in terms of this, well, the book I did for Bloomsbury, the most recent book that is out and I can talk about is,
Because
yes, the Vikas Khanna book. So in that, there was a lot of discussion because Chef himself really wanted to put down, like, this needs to look like that and this needs to look like that. So for Amma's character, he really almost, like, you know, we had this entire conversation which both of us were debating that, you know, this is too cutesy, this is too Disney, according to him. And I said that, you know, Amma needs to be approachable, so she needs to have cutesiness because she is cute. If you see even, you know, a video of her in real life, she is so cute. So I wanted to get that. But then we went back and forth, and I actually ended up agreeing with him where he said that why can't we make it more sort of towards the real than, you know, like a say bigger eyes and whatever Disney
Stylized.
prescribes as cute again. Yeah, and why can't that be cute? And why can't kids associate that with cute directly rather than me finding a point that, you know, to make it make it cute, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Right? So it's also, again, so it comes back to how it's viewed and what's happened. But I felt comfortable changing how I draw for that project because it made sense to me. So it's about approaching each project as its own rather than thinking of it like as an overall style, right? And thinking that, okay, what suits this subject matter? Is it, if it's serious, then maybe my lines will be slightly different. If it's based on, like, I really need to make that person absolutely recognizable, then there needs to be a different approach. If there's a lot of fun and a lot of play in this book, then maybe I don't even need to care about any structure. A glass can look 2D, 3D, 4D, whatever it wants to do. So it's about the subject for me. And even though maybe not a lot of people will notice the subtle differences, or for me, which are not subtle at all, but each book to me, I feel like I draw in a slightly different way.
Right.
Each project actually I approach in a different way.
And that's also a very conscious choice is what I realized, right? Based on, like, based on the tonality of the book. Makes sense. Cool. So
also it makes it fun for me. It makes it fun for me to do something slightly different rather than keep doing the same thing.
True. Keeps it a little fresh probably. Okay. So, let's probably, formally start this conversation the way I have been doing for all these episodes now. So, I think it's a great place to start, which is, taking us through your journey. I leave it up to you. I know you said before the recording that you probably grew up in Delhi, and I leave it up to you. So you want to start there later in life, but how things have changed for you. I also know that a couple of years ago, or rather very recently, I think you took a very drastic decision of pausing things. So I think we'll get to that as well. Very interesting. For me to also understand, but let's over to you. Take me through your journey, and also where these food based illustrations came from. That's very interesting. But I give it back to you. Let's begin.
Okay, so but I hope that I'm not going to make this into a monologue. Huh? So feel free to.
I will put it in. Don't worry.
Okay. So I think I'll start with like a general what happened to me in life that I started drawing. As a young child, I was left alone quite a bit because my parents were working. My sister was older than me. She was at school. And in general, I ended up watching a lot of television. And I've talked about this before in High and Mangoes in my stories and about myself and things like that. But I ended up watching a lot of television. And I think that all those visuals just end up making me a very imaginative child. Mm-hmm. And I would have a lot of imaginary friends, a lot of nonsense conversations on my own. And I was very good at playing all by myself. Like I would just run around doing whatever. My mother could leave me alone and I would just do whatever. I would find things to do. So, and then really fast forward all the way to college, where I decided to sort of take a risk in terms of being a first batch Vijayawada student. But I feel like NIB in general was a big tag thing, so it wasn't really that big a risk also. But the college didn't technically exist. We were in a transit campus, so when you went there, right, it was just this building which was we'd taken it on lease from this university called the Acharya Nagarjuna University. It was the EEE building, the engineering block. The ground floor was for us. Yeah, so it felt a little daunting, but I feel like I think there's 50 of us, the first batch, and 49 now, I think, after everything has happened, something like that. So 49 of us took a sort of a step, And not just, I think, us, but our parents also, after looking at all of that, they left us there to study, But that being said, it was such an amazing experience. All lows and ups and downs and all of that happened. Yes, there's lots of struggle involved, lots of, darker stories I can probably tell you later. But in general, it was something. It was like a coming of age experience that not a lot of people can have, I feel like, because it's such a unique thing to be the part of something that's starting from scratch. I saw the library happen. It grew in front of us from like 100 books to what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You see all the equipment come in. You see it slowly, like the tables, chairs se aage. There's like a the Macs come in, and then there's slowly the Cintiqs when we actually ended up saying that, hey, we might need to use them,
Right.
is that's when they come in, because it's like, need
Need
ke
basis.
anusar.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's like that. So it was extremely fun. The people there, they're all growing up in front of you alongside you. So it's a very, very fun experience. We all became designers, politicians, cleaners, everything. We were doing everything on our own. And like, it was such a fun experience. And Vijayawada was like the fresh sort of temporary capital of Andhra Pradesh. So things are happening. Now we are the only, we're a community together, because we're also bound to sort of only speak to each other, because not a lot of us know the language outside. We only had one local batchmate. So for the first year at least, it was just us. So yeah, I mean, it's again a long story. I can talk all about it. It's a lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs, fun stuff. So after, not after actually, during my fourth year, we're required to, I'm sure you have heard this, it's this, I think this is every design college in India, we're required to do our final semester as a communication design student, which is what I was studying there. I was required to do either a self-sponsored project or work on something that was an industry-based project. So back then I had zero self-discipline. Okay. Zero. Like, I knew that if I do a self-sponsored thing, nothing is going to happen. I'll be scrambling in the last 2 weeks to like show some fake, oh my God, I worked so hard sort of work. So yeah, so I decided that, I should face reality, look in the mirror, and get like a proper sort of an industry types job. So a couple of my professors, faculty people, they recommend, because they knew how much, they recommended that I should maybe try publishing, because two of my major interests were type and image. And I think the place where you get to experiment the most with both is on a book cover, or even album covers, actually. But there's not a lot of those happening
Happening, correct.
physically anymore, so sadly. Yeah. I'm actually sending my portfolio only to HarperCollins, which I'd worked so hard to make. I'd worked on that website, which now is not, like, I don't like it very much, but I still think it's a lot of fun. And
Right, it
like,
is.
it just doesn't seem very professional to me. That's my only problem with it. Otherwise, I
I
still think it's quite fun,
know,
and I like,
yeah, I know, but see, when I
yeah.
saw it, I was like, okay, damn, this is cool. Like, this is so much hutke from, the regular stuff that you see. And I'll tell you why
Yeah.
I got so hooked onto that is because, I was talking to, again, one of my favorite illustrators. I'm sure you know Chaya, right? Chaya Prabhat. So I was talking to
Yes.
Chaya last to last week, right?
I love
And
her work.
I was basically saying that, I think I need to, we're talking about portfolios, okay? And she gave me a thing that, she likes, well, I think you need to, it's time for you to create a portfolio. And I said, I have a website, I've had it for a while, but I have not, like you said, like, it's been, I think, a good year and a half that I even opened that website myself. Like, forget about editing also, right?
Yeah.
I opened that website myself. So I realized, okay, no, I need to do that. But now the thing is, when I made my website, I think 2019 or 20, I think 19-ish. I was like, I want my website. You're making your first website, right? You want it to be different. You want it to be, an extension of yourself. You don't want it to be one of those boring
Yeah.
templates which are there, right? So I went in and, I feel I did a pretty neat job of making it unique and stuff like that. But now I'm thinking, like, should I stick to that or should I, because I'm planning on approaching a few, let's say, other publishers and so on and so forth, right? So I'm thinking, should I, like, go back and fall back to, the templatized version where, things are in a grid and everything, or should I, continue to stay in my lane and do what I'm doing? So that's when I found your website very cool. I was like,
Oh,
damn, this
that's
girl is
that.
sticking to that.
Yeah. No, I feel like you should do you, because everybody's doing the grid. And at the end of the day, yes, the client wants to see your projects and stuff only, but they'll be looking at your Instagram also. They'll be looking at your other place also. I think the website is a space, especially if you're a children's book illustrator, right? You're a children's book illustrator. It's a fun place to sort of showcase your personality as well.
True.
Very subjective. Yeah, it's, of course, you can make life easier for the people, like my website does
Exactly.
not make life easier. You go, you click around, you try to figure out jana kahan hai, karna kya hai. But I wanted that approach. I wanted people to really sort of, have fun trying to find out what to click on, what not to click on. But I feel like they, if they really want to know you, really want to see your work, they'll put in that much effort, and then you know that, you know, it's got that thing. But again, it's if you're the, you know, one click accessibility and all that UX stuff, where, you know, it's about making life easy for the people who are viewing your website, then that's different. I really didn't want to make their life easy at all, you know. So
that's
the
where
approach
I
was going with.
Exactly, that's where I am as well.
Yeah.
So let's see. I think I'll sit on it tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Sunday, so I've, you know, bookmarked a whole bunch of time tomorrow to sit and work on the website, update all the, you know, recent work
Even
that I've
I've
done
been
and
bookmarking
stuff.
time, but it's not going anywhere.
So coming back to your story.
Interestingly, this was the time when everybody in my college, all us first batch kids, were making websites. So I think that was another thing. I wanted mine to be different from everybody's.
Right.
So that's also why it could have been
like that. Perfect.
So yeah, back to the
So you
the
were
thing
applying for
where,
HarperCollins.
Yeah, no, I applied, and I have to say my professor really helped me out, in the sense that she said that she introduced me to the art director, Bonita, who's lovely, and I ended up going for this interview. Again, I came back home, which is Delhi, and back then the Harper office was in Noida. I went to Noida, and now it's in Gurgaon. So I went there, and this was the summer of 2019. I went there, had my interview, anyway, all that happened. And then they decided, because I needed a project which was long enough, they decided that they would give me this book list that they were bringing out as a collection, which is a poetry series. So I ended up working on those, and it was a lot of fun. They gave me so much freedom, and they treated me like a colleague. They didn't treat me like this kid from college, you know. It was so nice. I felt like a professional, and I figured out that college was fun and everything, but as a professional person, like, I was so happy. I was doing so well, even like mentally, even otherwise. I was quite like, I was thriving, and I was working so much. And that's when I, even though my workday was hectic, I found time to draw on the metro, on my way home. All the time I was drawing. And that's when I really discovered my style for Higher Mangoes. And that's when Higher Mangoes became more of a thing I did with dedication, with, you know, regularity, with sort of consistency and all of those words, you know? So I ended up really working like day in and day out. That was probably the best my sleep routine has ever been, you know, because I had to go to work in the morning and I was too tired to do anything but sleep at night. So it was hectic, but in the best way. I was just working, 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 working. In the morning, I would work at professional stuff. In the night, I would work at personal stuff like you're doing right now. I mean, that was the only time I lived like a double life. And then it was just, it was a super productive time for me, because at the end of those 6 months, around, after around 4 or 5 months, I ended up asking Tina, who was the children's publisher, Tina Narang, who's downstairs in the Harper office, is why I'm making this hand gesture downwards. So I ended up showing her some of my work. She said that they had like a script for me that I could work on as a, in a children's book situation.
Wow.
Which, again, I had not intended. Like, I was like, I'm going to do graphic design, but cool graphic design, which is book covers. I'm going to do all sort of genres. I'm going to be so fancy. I'm going to work on horror. I'm going to work on this and that and all that. And I will make everything from scratch. You know? Great ideas. But like, as soon as I was offered this children's book thing, I was like, sure, I'll do this. I love it. I want to do it.
So what was this book about? So yeah, first of all, congratulations. First book, HarperCollins, that too. So what was this book about?
This book was about, oh my gosh. No, I remember what it was about. It was about stories of brave children around the world. So it was called Stories of Courage and Valor. It was written by Chitra Sundar, who's just amazing with words. And so it was stories from all around the world, sort of folk tales, some sort of mythical stories, like the story of the Holika Dahan. So, you know, you see, stuff like that. A lot of fun stuff, some really interesting things. We had the story of Eklavya in it, which was an illustration I loved working on. But yeah, just had to spend some recall time there.
Right, no problem. So
it was black and white.
Book right now. I'm actually looking at the book right now. I searched it off.
It was quite fun, quite fun.
But
And my
first
style
impression
now
is
is
good.
quite
Yeah, that
different.
no, but I can still see, you know, a very similar, like a lot of similarity, of course. Like I can see, yeah, the some changes are there. But yeah, I do see and pretty good that, you know, very first book and you could actually try out that style immediately, which we were talking about earlier. That's brilliant. So I think that must have given you a lot of confidence also, right? Like about this particular style.
It actually came off of Tina looking at my Inktober, I think, that year, in which I was doing animal familiars, I think, if I'm not wrong, where I was really exploring that style in black and white. So it was like a fun time overall. And it sort of just kept going. And then I kept sort of drawing in that way for a like longer time. So, because I had to work on this book, you know, it said yes. So now there was no time to look at another style or be like, well, I'm not, maybe this works, maybe this doesn't. Also, just Tina and my editor, both of them sort of saying, like, oh yeah, this works, this is nice, was also validation, right? So yeah.
That's true. Cool. So then what
This is
happens? After
why.
that, what happens? So you do your first book with HarperCollins, then
After.
what?
Yeah, then I have my jury, so I have to stop being an intern, which was 6 months of a lot of fun, and I have to decide what to do. So first I have my jury, which is not that intense. It was fine, whatever. I got through it. I felt like the books being launched at the book fair, International Book Fair in Delhi, was way bigger for me than the jury. I was so excited, people stopping and looking, because it was a collection, no? So they were displayed together. And so yeah, I just went there like one paparazzi, taking pictures of everybody who was looking at my books, and I was just so excited. So after that, I didn't know what to do as such, but Bonita was kind enough to sort of keep me working on some extra covers and things like that. So at this point, I had two options. I could either join a publishing house, be it Harper. I could have asked Bonita that if it's a possibility. I could have done a lot of things. But I don't know why I decided that this was enough discipline, enough regularity. I want to be a freelancer now. I was so ambitious back then that I said I want to work with all the publishing houses, not just one. So I'm not going to join anything. I
Because
don't
you
know
have
whether
the
it
clause
was just
also, you
the.
won't be able to work with other publishers. Yeah.
And I just felt like even when I was in the. Like at office, I felt like the freelancers did get a lot of fun projects. You know, the in-house people were also working on fun things, but they had so many other responsibilities. Oh my
Right.
God, if they hear this, they're gonna be like, aha. But you know, I could see the inside life. I just felt like it would be more fun being a freelancer. And again, so what I realized is that the grass is just greener on the other side always, because the stability you get is completely worth it. And yeah, being a freelancer can be fun. But again, I was really happy, young, and you know, energetic, and like I wanted to do so much stuff. I was like, yeah, I'll do this and that and this and that, because I somehow made so much work in just those 6 months. I was so overconfident that I was like, I'm gonna do so much more quantity wise. And I didn't realize at that time that my eyes were hurting, my wrist was hurting, but because I was so like, just like full of energy, that all of the you know physical stuff was not stopping me at all. I was like, कोई बात नहीं, सब ठीक हो जाएगा, बॉल नहीं लगा लेंगे, थोड़ी देर आंखें बंद कर लेंगे, होता रहेगा. सो या इट वाज अ लॉट ऑफ एंथुजियाज्म इन जनरल. एंड देन इट वाज अ वेरी ऑर्गेनिक प्रोसेस, व्हिच आई एम स्टिल वेरी ग्रेटफुल फॉर, एंड आई फील लाइक रियली ब्लेस्ड, बिकॉज़ इट डजंट हैपन टू एवरीबॉडी. एंड आई नो दिस नाउ इज दैट वन आफ्टर द अदर समथिंग और द अदर केप्ट हैपनिंग. So I had something small, sometimes something bigger, like in terms like a full book, maybe some black and white books, some chapter books and stuff like that. So I ended up working with Juggernaut also, because Juggernaut at that time, the design team was associated with Harper's design team. I don't know if that's still the case, probably is. So they had like a partnership, because Chiki Sarkar, who's you know, Juggernaut. Yeah, she worked a lot with Bonita, and Bonita sort of put me in touch with Chiki, and I ended up working on the Twinkle Khanna books, which were the only two books she launched in the children's market. The When I Grow Up, I Want to Be, the books are called. So there's When I Grow Up and I Want to Be One, and then there's Part Two.
Okay, so this
So,
would
and
be
both
the
the
one
books
that
actually
came
have a.
after the one, right? The Legend of Lakshmi Prasad and all of those. So this was like for adults. Like I think these children's book came after that, right? From Twinkle Khanna.
Actually, no, Twinkle Khanna worked on those books with Juggernaut, but then she launched her own publishing sort of side, which is called Tweak Books,
Oh, I didn't
in
know that.
partnership with Juggernaut.
Oh, I didn't
Yes.
know that.
So, and
Oh.
she's only done two children's books, and I've worked on both, at least till
Nice.
now. She's probably done, yeah, because
Dude,
it
you're
was a
high profile,
series, so like
man.
they just brought me.
Dude, you're high profile.
No, I'm not.
You are like working with
No,
chefs,
not
like
at all.
celebrity chefs and like, you know, Twinkle Khannas and God knows what all. My God, who are you?
No. Oh my gosh, no. It just happened because I'd worked on this book before that, in which I did like something for Chicky, like that was fast, and I think she ended up showing that to Twinkle and they liked that style. I think it was just like a happy coincidence situation where, yeah, and they also, like I said, they wanted me to work on it a bit faster. So this was, I think they needed somebody who did work quickly. And it was a pretty simple one. The first one was very simple in the sense that we were talking about Indian people who've done cool things, you know, like beach cleanup. So really inspiring people. And so I had to do one illustration, which was almost like a portrait thing for each. So it was a very simple sort of brief. So I did these fun sort of whimsical portraits, which put them in the situation that they were at. So there was like a this cricketer girl, what's her name? I think Shefali Verma. She's now the under nine. She's on the under 19 team that just won the World Cup. So her standing inside a massive stadium, but she's larger than life. So stuff like
Got
that, that I really enjoy playing with scale and things like
it.
that. Yeah. So I bought that was a very quick thing. They needed somebody who would do work fast. So I did, this is the one I was telling you about. I did
Yeah,
20
your forte.
illustrations in 10 days.
Oh, this
Yeah,
was the
yeah,
one. Okay.
yeah. This was the one. So it was that speed because they really wanted to get the book out because they'd already started doing promotions before the book was even out.
Got it.
Yeah. So
That
yeah.
happens quite a lot, no? Like again, you've been in the publishing world way
Yes.
longer, but I
Yes.
do see this happening a lot where, you know, people just go out and talk about stuff and the book is not even ready and people don't even think about, let's say, the production time it'll take and end moment where there's a lot of like running around that happens. I'm seeing this a lot, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's mostly a thing with the celebrity books, I feel like, because you know they get fast-tracked because there's a lot of expecting audience as well. With stuff like the poetry collection, I could take a lot of my like time, very chill, I could lay back and do it because those were being rejacketed as a collection. So it's also, I think, from brief to brief,
And it all
right? Those
depends on
books
the P&L sheet.
actually
At the end of the day,
existed.
all of it
Yeah.
depends. The entire thing depends on the P&L sheet.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, these things are out of your control, but I have been stupid enough to sometimes say yes to something that was highly unrealistic and then still worked on it, still got it done. But, like, at the end of the day, I don't know if you know if my body agreed with me, you know, he should have done that. Probably not. Yeah, really depends. But I feel like you can afford to do it when there's enough passion and you know, it's
And
something you want to do because I think children's books,
also when you're young, okay, Arima, like as you
yeah.
grow, coming from a 31-year-old man, after a while your body is like, hey, hello, listen, just like calm down, okay. And then you really start
Yeah.
realizing all the bad decisions you took earlier, where you thought, oh, 1 more hour of sketching, and you know, I can do with 6 hours of sleep. And then your body is like, hey, hello, come back
Yeah.
3 hours, 7.5 to 8 hours is what I need. I don't care about you. So that starts happening. But yeah.
No, true. Like it's crazy. So for your books, what was it like the schedule in terms of, because there's three, it's a series and you have to do them. Yeah. So what was the timeline like for you?
timeline for me also was, you know, like you said, I also had to work really, really fast. And okay, so you want to know the bad decisions I've taken? Let's open that box. Chal, let's open that box. Okay. So last year, you know, till last year, this was like, you know, the burning desire in me that, oh, I want to be a children's book illustrator because I finally realized my, you know, purpose in life and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I have to get started. And then, you know, luckily, you know, again, and we're super grateful for that. Like, you know, everything fell into the place and all of that happened. And I got this three book deal from Penguin, and I was like, oh my God, Penguin, that's huge. That's like, you know, the dream come true and all of that. And yeah, I started working, and the idea was that I had, I think, some 5 months, I think so. Yeah, 5 months to turn in three books. Yeah, and that too with, you know, full character and coming up with the character and everything. Like from scratch, 5 months for three books, okay? And this is me having no
this
clue.
Is 32 pages.
32.
Books,
oh yeah, so
okay?
You're 16, correct. You're 16 spreads. And I'm like, yeah, ho jayega. Like what is in some, you know, 16 into three? Like it's fine, yeah, ho jayega. And you know, I'm like, ha theek hai, if you know required, I'll take off from office, I'll take leave from office, and I'll sit back.
Oh my god, oh, and you have a full-time job.
I have
oh
a,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, hi.
Oh
yeah,
my god.
I have a 9 hours
I was
job,
already like ouch. Oh my lord.
Oh,
okay.
So I was like, okay, when you are hungry and somebody is showing you food, you're like, boss, I will do it. Like this is your HarperCollins,
yeah,
you're like, boss, I will do it.
Yeah, I can more than relate.
So I was like, okay, let's do that. And then, you know, I started working on that. And then I had a full plan and everything. So like you were mentioning before the recording, you know, you and I both are very structured people. You know, I full planned out, you know, 6 a.m. I woke up last year for a good part of the year. 6 a.m. I was waking up early in the morning, wake up, sketch, then start off office. Thankfully, we have work from home. So I didn't have to travel. So that was like a big time savior. And then finish off office at 5:30, have a cup of chai, immediately start off with the illustrations again. So that was the life. Now, next, what happened was, so this happens in February, Jan or Feb, I think, you know, that's when the thing happens, and I signed the contract and everything. And in March, I get another book project for another author, like not from Penguin, from a different thing altogether, which is still not out yet. So I can't talk more about it. But the idea is, you know, of four books. Okay. And this author, an author is quite like a big deal and everything. So I know, you know, it'll be a good thing on my portfolio, and, you know, I will have work to show. So I'm like,
yeah.
You know what?
We've all done that one also.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I will do it. So basically, last year, 2022, I worked on seven books. I have no clue how I did that seven books.
But you did it.
I did it. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I did it. Khatam. Three books are out. Four books have been delivered.
Very
which is
good.
That,
yeah.
You know, the whole publishing scene is happening.
Congratulations.
Right now. Thank you. But that, you know, so yeah, that's it. So, you know, I did on seven books, and every single time I opened Procreate to, you know, work on my illustrations, I just kept telling myself, I will never do two books at the same time ever again. It's just not done. It does not work out that way. Bop, rape. So so I
it's
think
very
but
hectic.
It worked out, but it worked out at the end of the day, so no complaining.
Which is why I like doing book covers in the middle, because book covers, even though they take a lot of time, the back and forth and everything, you know, you get 6 months, 4 to 6 months to do a book cover.
Wow.
Yeah,
why?
They don't give you that much time to do the entire book though, because
why?
The briefs, because these books are decided quite well early on, right? And that's the only part of it that needs to be really put out in the world for a freelancer or somebody else to design. I just think that's why you get like you know that this book is going out in the, you know, first half of the year or the second half of the year, so you can decide. So in the beginning of the year when they have these acquisition meetings, they know. So by the time that you get asked to do some book, they already have the next 6 months planned out, these 6 months and the next, so they have that much time. So I don't know how it works in the children's section, because I was working with mostly like closely with the trade team at Harper, right? So I saw the process much more clearly there.
Right. No, so that
but
makes
book
sense.
Covers
yeah.
are so much fun,
but
so much fun,
I
and you can
this.
focus
Why
on this
six
one thing.
6 months for a book cover.
No,
This is
because
unfair.
no, it's because they have that entire thing planned out. It's why I'm 6 months for a book cover, I think, are great. Instead of reducing that, they should increase the other thing. I think 6 months for a book cover are really good. So I wouldn't complain about that. I would actually complain about why we don't get enough time for children's books.
That's true. But no,
That's the
tell me this.
thing.
So, since you
Yeah.
said 6 months for a book cover, do you? Okay,
Give
tell
or
me this
take,
one.
you can get less.
हाँ
You
नहीं ठीक
can
है
get
चल
less, but
let's
that's
go with
the
5 months.
max you can get.
Let's go for 5 months.
हाँ
Okay, ना
हाँ
तेरा ना मेरा. Let's go for 5 months
हाँ
of sorts. Okay, now
हाँ
do you really need 5 months for a book cover? Is because I have never done a book cover. Like I have done book covers for my own books, but then you know they were in a template anyway, so there's not much of thinking because it was a part of an ongoing series already. So you know it was in that thing. But do you really need 5 months to do a book cover?
I don't know if you need 5 months to do a book cover as a designer, but I feel like you need 5 months as the art director because they're working on so many. They're looking at
Okay,
so many.
that way, correct.
Yeah. So they need to really sort of get back to you, and that process takes time. But what that ended up doing for me, and still does for me if I take book covers on, is it becomes a very relaxed mind space for me. Because I know I can take my time with it. I can justify my changes to it, and the feedback is so clear usually, at least with the people I work with. I have to say this, everybody that I've worked with in terms of a book cover, even with my children's editors, like at the end of it when we're making the book cover, the feedback with the covers is so clear because they know what they want. And we all know what is wanted, and it's always like I love that back and forth because it's crisp. And it's really nice.
That also teaches you a lot, no? For me at least, you know, the
Yeah.
editing comments that I have gotten, that teaches me a lot. Plus, you know, over the period of last year, I did happen to make really good friends with a few people who are editors, not because they're editors, but because, you know, they're very good people, so cool to hang out with. And yeah, I do, you know, nowadays when I'm making, let's say, an illustration for myself as well, which is, you know, just a personal thing, I still sometimes do send it to them and say, hey, what
Yeah.
do you think of this? So, you know, the whole sounding board critique and whatnot, right? So, and you're right, like editors in general, I feel. They have a very good understanding of things more than
Yeah.
a layman, I would say. They look at things in a very
Yeah.
different way. So you're right. Like, and
Yeah.
you know, whenever I work with these days, you know, I get approached by some author who's like, oh, you know, I have a script written and I want to kind of get the illustrations done. I first ask, do you have an editor? Because, you know, I do understand now the value
Yeah.
editor brings in to the table. I think the editor
Yeah.
brings in, I don't know, I'm just gonna go out and you know, especially for a children's book,
The
I don't
editor
know.
or the art director or the
All
art
right, so art
director,
director
both.
for the illustration, yes. Art director for the illustration, yes. But the editor, I would say, you know, in terms of children's book, at least that's something which I can say. I feel the editor probably is way more responsible for adding value to the book than the author himself or herself. Like I honestly feel that. Like, you know, in a lot of cases I've seen the editors come in and actually change the whole, you know, in Hindi we say hulia, right? They change the whole hulia of the book. And now it just looks so much more refined and so much more, you know, effective. Like, you know, if you look at it that way. But yeah, anyway, it is not about editing. Let's come back to
No,
your
but that
story.
is their job. It is their job, and like they are good at it, most of them, and they really can empathize with us as illustrators also. Like they know how much time things take, and I feel like I really appreciate not having to tell people that I'm not a machine churning illustrations, you know, because I have done that in the past. I have written some strongly worded emails telling people, listen, I don't eat and ship illustrations. It takes time. I make them by my hand. Even if they are digital, they are made by hand. So
And
can
yeah.
you please fuck off? Yeah, I've done that. And it's just, you know, it's been a thing that I get angry again in this moment also talking about it because they really think that you're so easy. You just draw on an iPad. It's so easy. I'm like, yeah, why don't you buy one and do it yourself?
Cool,
Oh.
quite some angst there. Okay, but then what happened? So let's come back. So you are getting these books. Twinkle Khanna happened, so that's where we left it. So then, because I know that, you know, I want to come to this place where I know you have done a lot of books. You have worked, like you said, like, you know, your body is also kind of starting to give you these warning signals. And then I know you decide to take a break. You kind of take a pause. So tell me about that. What
I'm
happened?
In my break.
Hmm.
Yes, I'm in
And
my
right
break
time to catch
time
you.
right now.
Right time to catch you.
Yes, actually, funnily enough, like when I'm talking to you right now, I feel like I'm still an illustrator. But actually, like in this past month, I've been trying to say I was an illustrator. You know, I've been trying to sort of say that to myself to sort of really get it inside my system. Not too sure if it's in the past already, but still. So anyway, I'll give you like the short view. After the whole book thing, I worked on some other projects that were commercial and things like that. I worked on reports for people. I worked on some more books, some grown-up ones, some more covers, some children's and stuff like that. And then I ended up working on a long-term sort of, I would say, partnership situation with this brand called Podi Life.
Podi Life, yeah.
If you've seen my illustrations for them, yeah. So Podi Life is based in Atlanta, in Georgia. It's a mom and daughter owned brand that makes podis, and they're trying to bring the flavor bombs that are podis to the US in general and make it more of a, you know, har ghar ka thing, really. And the podis themselves taste fantastic. So I was really trying to do some justice with my illustrations there, and I worked quite hard on those. So yeah, I am sort of like the creatives in charge in terms of Podi Life even now. And the brand has now become like the visuals, at least, are very much my style over there.
Yeah, I'm going
yeah,
through the
and
website as we speak. You're right. Visuals are very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we both, it's a lot of fun collaborating with Alak, who is Alakanda. She's the founder. She's the daughter, part of the mother-daughter brand. And that was one of my more consistent things that I've done in terms of work. And so, yeah, and also the food stuff in general, which I wanted to talk about. So,
right.
Around 2020, I guess, actually, I had this idea when I was in college. I wanted to work around food and illustrations back in 2018 first. And because of, you know, just life and the need to sort of do something that my clients wanted, it just kept getting pushed to the side. And I didn't mind that at all because I was learning so much. I was actually earning money and, you know, not taking, you know, my sort of parents' help at all times, living more independently and all of that. So I really enjoyed working on, like sort of using my skills to help tell other people's stories. But one of these things that constantly sort of stuck to me was the food stories that I wanted to talk about, the sort of drawings I wanted to make for myself. And I have done a lot of those on High on Mangoes as like, you know, sort of just whenever I just couldn't let go of an idea. But yeah, so I ended up working a lot around food for other people also, like with Podi Life, with some commercial work I've done for a couple of the newspapers and stuff. But mostly food is what I kept for myself. Like I tried my very best not to commercialize it, you know. Of course, if people ask me for personal commissions around food, I really had fun with those because I love listening to food stories. But other than that, I tried not to do too much food stuff for other people and just keep it for myself. So I think it was 2019, 2020, I'm not too sure. No, probably 2020. So I did for October, Inktober, I did this thing called October Monday.
Okay.
So with a couple of, like with four other people, my friends who were all in Bangalore, actually, they, so none of them are actually illustrators. So they were doing it on their private page just for themselves. So for Inktober, we put down a list of indigenous produce. So it was veggies and fruits from India. And we just decided to, because we're all interested in food, we all just decided to upload one illustration every day. So people who've never painted, you know, this friend of mine who's a computer engineer, she was painting. Another friend of mine who does photography, she was illustrating. Another friend who does something else. So they were all doing it. I was the only one with like a public illustration page doing it. And of course, I had so much fun with it. Like I didn't just draw the vegetable. I drew this small character sort of enjoying these vegetables, having like a sauna inside a bengan bharta, having like a making windows out of custard apples and just like pomegranates raining down, you know, because they look like little drops. So stuff like that. I did a lot of fun stuff with it. And it got picked up by a couple of places. It got picked up by the Goya Journal and it got picked up by the Mint Lounge. So this wonderful journalist called Avantika Bhuyan, who I've then worked with also a couple of times, she sort of talked about it and it really got picked up. And I, you know, I'd always known that the food art had a potential, like in general, also not my food art, but food art, because I'm a part of the audience that really enjoys it myself,
right?
You know, food related art. So I knew that, but it actually, like, soon as I started sort of working on it, it got picked up and there was sort of, you know, people wanted to see more of it and I wanted to definitely do more of it. So after that, I think I just started drawing based on my food memories. Every now and then I would do stuff like that. And I realized that that was the work that was making me really, really happy. And I decided that I have to do something about it. But again, life happens. So 2018, 2020, I didn't do much. And then, of course, I decided maybe, you know, I should take some time off, make High on Mangoes more of a thing and work consistently and maybe run like a brand thing or whatever. But I didn't feel right. I didn't know what to do quite yet. I don't have too much of a business mindset. You know, I didn't want to do t-shirts and mugs. And no offense to people who do t-shirts and mugs. But I didn't want to do it. And because I buy these t-shirts and mugs. It's not like I definitely do, but I just didn't want to make them. I felt like I'm already putting out so much stuff. I just don't want to keep making more stuff, you know? So at this point, I decide that maybe, because also I'm feeling some peer pressure. All my friends are going out for their masters. You know, I'm just like, maybe even I should do my masters. Maybe this is the time. Never in my life plan has there been a masters. Okay. Like I knew what I was doing. I was very confident in my abilities. I just wanted to work. But then I stumbled upon like this particular research-based master's in Singapore and it sounded like I could do whatever the hell I wanted and I would be in the city of Singapore eating everything I wanted to eat. So I was like, oh my God, I could talk about food. I could eat food. I could be in Singapore, which is not as far as the other American option I had. And just like all my favorite food bloggers, all my favorite food storytellers talk about Singapore because it's the best food city in the world, right? So yeah, so in August of last year, or was it July of last year, I ended up just applying. And I'm currently in Singapore, 1 month in my new master's. And I am drawing food, eating food, and just talking about food all day, all night long. And yeah, and I stopped working as a freelancer last month. So I take on commissions now, but yeah, I stopped working. Like I actually took an actual break and I'm doing stuff just for myself.
That's
a big step.
That's brilliant. And for the audience listening, you know, because I know the episode will come out much later, but yeah, we are recording this in February just to give you a time context currently. But cool. So you are in Singapore. That's again one of my favorite places to go to. And you know, you must listen to the episode with Jui. I think in this very same season, I think a couple of episodes before, Jui Talukda. She's also an illustrator and, you know, an animator as well. She currently is in New York, but she is from Singapore. So, you know, in that episode, I think the two of us just spoke about Singapore and food. Like, that's all. Like, there was, you know, 10% art, 90% Singapore and food and, you know, the love for that place. But anyway, so so what are you doing? Like, so, you know, tell me about this master's thing right now. So, tell me what you're doing over there, apart from eating.
Apart from eating. Okay, then there's not much left. I'm kidding. I'm still figuring it out because in my head, I am still a designer. So I told you this before the recording also. I'm trying to unlearn a lot, trying to let things flow, trying not to be so much of a planner. And yeah, my research topics include stuff like food, food identity, food culture, and things like that. But that's the technical talk. I don't know what I'm going to end up making or not making. I'm just having fun playing around with materials, working with lots of paper, lots of painting, lots of clay, lots of whatever I find, like waste, whatever. So it's pretty open-ended right now. And I'm trying very hard not to plan because I feel like that is what I've been doing. And yeah, and also in general, like my parents want me to just relax and
Nice.
study. So yeah, I'm just trying very hard to be a student again. And I'm just eating and walking around and figuring this city out in general. So yeah, there's not much to say about my time in Singapore as such because I haven't been here that long. But the process, you know, of making this decision, really sort of folding all my folders and keeping them aside, that took a lot of mental back and forth. That took a lot of whether I should or whether I shouldn't. Even like 2 days before my actual flight, I was like, "Chalo, choro yaar, kya karna? Choro, rehne dete hain, kaam hi kar lete hain," you know, because it's quite outside my comfort zone to not work. You know, I haven't really, like, I've barely been on my iPad to draw, which is so strange because it was an extension of me for the
Right.
past 4 years. Yeah. So a lot of it is very different, very strange, but at the same time, it's not scary. Like, I like it and I'm having fun with it. Yeah.
That's the most important part. That's true. So tell me this, like, because I found this very interesting that you said, like you said, one is your master's is in fine art, right? So that's what you're doing, a master's in fine arts. How are you connecting food with that? Like, where is food? How does food come into this equation?
That's the thing. I feel like, again, I'm not the best artist because I don't know what it means to be one yet. But I feel like it's just art is personal, you know? It is for me at least, again. So you find sort of beauty and the need to express in any form, right? It's like how is food art? Food is art the same way that music is art, I guess, the conversations around it. I don't know. I think I'll need more time to sort of answer that question with like myself. But for me, food is art because a lot of it makes you feel a lot of things, right? It means you need all your senses to enjoy it, just like art. So yeah.
No, that's
Yeah,
interesting.
but I'm just starting to sound philosophical because of my art masters, maybe. Don't
You
know.
you're doing a master's in art. Come on, you have every right to sound philosophical.
Yeah.
If not you, then who? Cool. So okay, so coming back. So I would like to know a few more things about you. Like, maybe some things to do with art, some things not to do with art. So let's just close off the art part first, right? So I know you've done a bunch of books. How many books have you done by now? So count.
No count, no count. I don't know. I don't know. And there's one that's still coming out. So I will get back to you on this one. Again, how do I count the books? As covers, as books? I don't know.
Let's do
But
both.
a
Both
few. Yeah.
combined. So cover and like books
Okay,
is going to be less.
I remember the last time I counted, I was at 24, I think.
24.
I
Wow, I'd love
think.
to get there.
But
I'd love
you
to get
also, like,
there.
I did, my first project was 10 book covers, so that's 10 right there.
Ah, right.
Right? It was a collection. Yeah,
Right.
so it's not like two,
No, so I don't
but
know
yeah.
if you, because I know you and I, we both follow each other on Instagram. I don't know if you saw that. So, this year, not this year, like technically last year, 2022, 30th December is when I took this decision, very this thing, which is, I'm getting these tattoos done. I don't know if you can see it right now on my arm. There are these
Is it a
pens.
pencil?
That's a pencil, yeah.
I can vaguely see
Yeah,
it, but yeah, it
that's a
looks
pencil.
like a pencil.
That's
Yeah,
a
it's a little
pencil. So.
blurry.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's because of
Yeah.
Zoom. But so the
Yeah,
plan is that,
Zoom.
for every three books that get published, I'll get a pencil tattooed on
Yeah.
my arm. So that's like a thing I'm doing for
Oh,
myself.
that's such a cool idea. Wait, I wanted to see your website also, Arj. But anyway, I'll look at it later. Yeah.
Okay.
I
No,
haven't
I'm
seen
not sure if
it
I'm super
because
proud of it, but
I
yeah.
try not to look at web. I don't like looking at websites because mine's such a mess, according to me. But yeah. So you'll
No,
get a
so.
pencil for every
Three books. So every three books that get
three books.
published. So every
Ah.
three books that get published. That's the thing. The moment it gets published, I'll go. The same pencil cut thing. I took it and I have kept it with me. So every time three books are done, I go to the tattoo parlor. I show them that particular file and I say, get this inked right under this. So And you know, the first thing that a lot of people asked me was like, what about, you know, when you lose out on space on the right hand arm? I'm like, you know, that's a problem I'd like to have. Like, that's a problem I'd love to have.
Have,
So let's
no,
see
but
that.
also,
Let's see.
why the same pencil? Why not like a different pencil, like a curvy pencil, sometimes a different pencil, like do like different pencils.
Maybe. So right now the idea is to
Yeah, do
have
like
that pencil,
fun
pencil, pencil,
pencil,
pencil. You know
like a
how
shaka
people.
like a boom boom pencil at one
Aha,
point.
no, not
Okay,
Shaka Laka Bobo. No, what was the guy named
then one,
Sanju?
well, no, like the ones with the pom poms on them, you
The
know, the
pom
ones
pom.
that I don't know.
That's
Yeah,
actually a cool
just
idea.
fun pencils.
I didn't think of that. Like, that's actually a cool idea to get different kind of pencils. Okay. So, out of these 24 books that you have done so far, which one, and I probably this is like the most difficult question I'm going to ask you, which one is your favorite?
Oh, that's easy. That's not
Ah.
difficult at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved working on Boy Bear, which came out in 2021. It was a book with Duckbill. So they're under Penguin now, so it was a book with Penguin. And yeah, so I wanted to work
Oh,
with
you worked
Duckbill
on this book. Oh,
for the
correct. Yeah,
longest
so this is
time.
the series. Yeah, this is the series that Doug Bell is working on currently.
Hook book. Yes, hook
Correct.
book.
And Rajiv has also done one on this. Yeah.
Yes, no, he's done multiple. I think he's done two. I've seen two already. Am I wrong? He's done the one with the kitten on it. It's so cute. So nice.
Nice. Yeah,
Yes, for
I think
me, Boy
Priya Kurian has
Bear.
worked on that. Yeah, Priya Kurian has worked on that as well. So
Yes.
that entire series is nice.
Yes.
Very cool. Very, very
Priya
cool.
Kurian is the one who's illustrated Hawaldar Hook, the
Correct,
character that's
correct, correct,
the
correct.
mascot of the series.
Mascot of
Yes,
the
I
series.
love
Correct,
Priya, so
correct.
I
So
love
Priya
her also.
Kurian,
She's such a sweetheart.
she's very nice. She's very nice. And Priya Kurian is, you know, I met her like the last time. I was like, you know, I put Priya Kurian, and the moment I think of her, the first thing that comes to my mind are the crows. So Priya Kurian is kind of, you know, known for her crows now in this
Iconic.
decade. Iconic, yeah, the
Yes,
crows that she
yes.
draws, and pretty much all the books that she has done, I think those crows kind of come in pretty much in most of those things. They kind of make an appearance. But hey, nice. So this one, Boy
I
Bear, is your
remember
favorite.
I have a print of one of her crows. So we did this COVID relief thing where 25 female illustrators sort of were put together by Devangana. Okay. I'll send you a thing. You can look at it later. So she put up a crow on it, and I remember that's the one that I got because it's just like a Priya Korean
Yeah,
crow.
Korean
I
crow.
feel like
Yeah.
that's so.
Yeah. So okay. So and why Boy Bear? Quick, like, why Boy Bear is your favorite?
It was a multitude of reasons. One is the script. I read it and I was like, yes, please, yes. And it also felt like I can literally list 100 reasons of why Boy Bear. But firstly, I wanted to work with Duck Bill since I was in college. Since when they were independent, I wrote a mail to Anushka, which I bet she never ever saw. It was lost in their submission somewhere. But I wrote to them saying I wanted to work with them. So for me, it was a personal achievement being asked to work on a Duck Bill book. Then Aditi is also brilliant. The story she'd written, it was instantly like a click.
You know that Boy Bear, the book series, I think recently Duck Bill did that, or rather Penguin, because now Penguin owns Duck Bill. So I think recently they did that, which is, I think they're calling it the Hook series or something. And if I'm not wrong, I saw that some of the books have like a hole inside them, which you can kind of put your finger and you're gonna hang it, sort of a thing, like a carry bag. I think it's the same one.
Those are two different. The whole books are different from the
Whole
hook
books,
books.
correct. Yeah, whole books. Sorry, yeah, right.
I mean, I'm not sure if that's the name, but the ones with the hole are different. Like that's a different hook. The hook books are smaller, slimmer sort of books. And in general, also they've got like, there's a different thing.
Correct, you're
And
right.
the
The
whole
whole
books,
books are
I think,
different.
are also hard,
Hard cover. Correct. So I think board books are different.
hardbound, hardcover. Yeah, board books
You're
are
right.
the thing. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're
So
right.
I
Yeah.
think they're for younger kids. I'm not too sure. I haven't worked on any of them.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at
But those are fun.
they're also good. Yeah, they're also quite good. And you know, the good part is a lot of good writing is happening. Like, you know, with these genres, I feel a lot of good writing is happening.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you'll agree, but you know, this is a thing that I have felt for a while, and I've actually had conversations with my editor friends about that as well. That currently in India, you know, the quality of illustrators that we have, in at least I'm talking about children's book, okay? So the quality of illustrators that we have is far, far better than probably the quality of writing that we currently have. Because again, and also if I look at it, you're smiling. Yeah. For audience can't see, but she's smiling.
I don't, my politically correct version in my head is like, can I say that though?
Do you
I don't
want
know.
to?
I mean, can I feel like I've worked with really fun people, but yeah, I have seen some really weird writing that I haven't worked on also. Just being like, okay.
Yeah, and
Yeah, no, but there is
so
that.
that's what
But
I
I
also
don't
feel
know if
sometimes. You know, that's what I also feel sometimes, that you know, I think so for example, if I look at, and you know, that also depends on, and I was talking to, you know, Shohini, who heads your Puffin, right? And Shohini and I were talking about that. So you know, I asked her this question, that you know, why do we see when you look at the Indian books that are coming out, like, you know, in terms of genre, they are very similar to each other in a way that, you know, oh, let's talk about mythology. Oh, let's talk about famous people. Again, nothing to take away from that, but I feel, you know, that one genre or those two, three genres are being done, or rather overdone, right? And my first book was also in that same space, to be honest, right? And then I look at, you know, other books from outside, let's say, you know, Oliver Jeffers and, you know, Benji Davis and those things, right? And then I see the kind of things that the topics being written about is so much different and so cool, at least to me, right? I know these books, they sell, but then I was asking her, you know, I was having a long
That's
conversation
it.
with her.
That's it.
Yeah,
It's just
exactly.
they
They
sell.
sell, correct. They
That's
sell, and
all.
that's it. Yeah, that's I think, you know, that vicious cycle, to use a very stereotypical word there. But yeah, coming back, so Boy Bear, why your favorite?
So that's another thing. Boy Bear isn't one of those books that will sell. Boy Bear is actually, I know there's a, I don't know if he is okay with me talking about this, but I know that it was offered to somebody else before me. And said person did not want to work on it because to him it felt very dark. And yes, and he thought that, you know, that this is a way, like it's, I don't know, he just felt like it didn't work with his style or whatever. He had his personal reason, but he did tell me later because he knew that it was then offered to me and I had agreed to work on it. So then we started. That's actually how we ended up actually becoming friends over Instagram as well. But it is so. I feel like a lot of people, again, it's about how people look at my style, right? Some people think it's childish, some people think it's cute, some people think it's this, that,
Which I
whatever.
think
I've
also,
never
yeah.
thought of my art as cute, okay? I've never thought of it as cute. And another reason why I really like Boy Bear as a project, because I felt like it validated that sense of my illustration for me, that I can do serious work with the aesthetic I have.
Right. Oh, that's
Okay,
interesting.
and yeah, so I feel like I don't want to talk down to children. I feel like that's the one big no. Like I don't want to, like, you know, spoon feed them with
Oh, yeah,
information or be,
correct.
you know, patronizing.
Correct.
And even if in a visual sense, I don't want to do that to them, you know,
Right.
I don't want to do that. So I always felt like I'm not doing it, but whenever people said, "Oh, it's so cute," I'd be like, "Oh, no." So, but anyway, now I'm quite okay with people saying whatever about it, long as they like it and they feel like it resonates with them. ठीक है चलेगा cute बोल दो. But for me, Boy Bear was one of those, you know, I felt like, okay, this is such a, like, they thought of my style for this book. So that means that there's the sense of
Nice.
like serious whatever that I'm
Right.
trying to showcase
Right.
is going, like, it's getting through to the right people. So that was also that. And I was also going through a lot around Boy Bear. I lost somebody very important in my life. And I felt like Boy, the character, would have been somebody that they would have really enjoyed
Nice.
sort of getting to know and being
Nice.
over. So for me, for multiple reasons, Boy Bear is extremely special. And yeah, and even Shiny and Aditi both, like that team, I feel like is such a, like, it's just cozy. We all
Yeah.
understand each other. We get it. We were all
Yeah.
happy with like first drafts, you know, we were like, wow. It was such a smooth process overall. So,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah, that feels amazing, ना?
Absolutely.
Like that feels almost like unreal. Like, हाँ, सच्ची में, like seriously, अच्छा लग गया, that's it? Or you don't want changes? Are you sure? Like, what is this happening? So I
In
get
fact,
that.
I did like some 20 things. Like I did some five, I think, treatments, and they were like, "Oh, everything looks good. Maybe we'll go with this one. What do you think?" And I was like, "What is this? Is this actual collaboration? What is happening?" But yeah, it was very, very fun for me. And it was also the book that I did, I would say, more traditionally than digitally. Like I finished it
Oh,
digitally, but I'll so the lines at least are all my paper
paper.
lines.
That's nice.
Yes,
That's
the
interesting.
texture is also the paper I drew on, and I
Yeah, I'm
love
looking at
texture,
three of
so
them. I'm looking at three of them, you know, the ones that are on the Amazon page. And yeah, I do get the texture. So tell me this. So, you know, on Amazon, I can see this one where I think the bear is being taken away in a van where the van doors are open, and the text says that goes smaller and smaller as the van pulls away. Oh, nice. That's a good line. Yeah, and I do see that there is a lot of you know, grainy paper sort of a texture on the van, but outside in the negative space there is no texture. Am I correct if
None.
I say that that's because you took like a you scanned it off and then you kind of cut out the negative area and that's why the texture of the paper remained in the van? Oh, dude, that's really nice. That's really nice. And the coloring
And
that you do.
I also, it was, I feel like it was a lot of like now I look back and I think I was really brave in leaving all that area just white, plain white. A part of me, I don't think can do that anymore. I feel the need to fill in every surface, at least with a wash of some kind. There's just this need ki, oh, white, plain. But that story needed it. That story
Needed it.
really needed that stark silence,
Got
that
it.
stark sort of, because the way the story is told, it's about, again, it's about the Madari community. It's about these bears that are sort of, treated as like, well, you should really read the book. I don't want to do too much.
I
You really
want
should.
to, yeah.
It's
So
really well
I've
written.
seen this book.
It's
I've
really,
seen this
really
book
well
on the
written.
stores multiple times. You know, it's always there. This whole series, of course. The next time I go to the store, I'll get it because you know these days I've stopped buying things
You
from
should.
Amazon. Especially books, children's books. So I go to the stores, and Bangalore is blessed with some really good
If
bookstores
I
when it
was
comes
back
to
home, I
children's
would
books.
have sent you a copy if I was back home, but I obviously cannot right now. But I really,
Hey,
really
भेजना
like,
सिंगापुर
I
से
want to
भेजना.
gift it to everybody without coming off as self-obsessed.
Oh no, that's okay.
I
That's
love
fine.
that.
Yeah, but that makes sense. This is your favorite book. I absolutely get it, right? And you know, out of the three, again, like I just have three books out there to you know show as of now. And out of the three, this is one which is my favorite because you know I felt I could play around a lot with the character and you know the setting and all of those. And I really love that book. Okay, so out of the three books that I've done in that series, Hanuman, the one on Hanuman is my favorite because I just I adore that character. I'm like, dude, I did such a good job with that character design, right? So you know, whenever people say, "Oh, I saw your book," and you know, it was there on the thing, I'm like, "Please go and check Hanuman as well, because that's my favorite." So I get it. Like you know, I have that one favorite child almost in this way. But yeah, anyway, coming back. So
But
and yeah,
I think for me, more than my illustrations, it's because of
the story.
Aditi. Like, which is why, like, I was like, I don't know if I can say that because I've worked with some really brilliant people, and
Right.
Aditi, the way she's told that story, there is no talking around, no beating around the bush,
Right.
nothing. It's to the point, but it doesn't take away from any of this, like, seriousness, so to speak. It's just like, it's like
The
exactly what
writing is
should
good. The
be.
page that I can see here on Amazon, you know, bear is big, boy is not so big, even bear was not always. So there's this like a rhythm to this whole thing, which is really amazing. And you know, again, like the editing is done so well because there is not a single extra word which will, you know, take away the impact of it. Everything is so methodically and like thought and then put over there, which is something which I really like, you know. And then you have people who are just writing like paragraphs after paragraphs for children's books. Like, okay, let's not go into that. Let's not go into that. I see you trying to.
जब रिकॉर्डिंग बंद हो जाएगी
Okay,
ना,
ठीक है. So let's go towards that. The audience, I'm so sorry. You know, this is not something we're gonna put out there, but for our own reasons. But yeah, anyway, coming back. So, चल ठीक है. सो यू
Yeah.
नो लेट्स लेट्स काइंड ऑफ स्लोली मूव अवे फ्रॉम आर्ट एंड यू नो गो टुवर्ड्स द क्लोजर. एंड ऑल्सो आई वुड लाइक टू नो यू मोर एज अ पर्सन. सो आई नो सो फार यू लाइक अ लॉट. सो अपार्ट फ्रॉम यू नो
Yes.
इलास्ट्रेशन, अपार्ट फ्रॉम ग्राफिक डिजाइन एंड ऑल ऑफ दोज फैंसी यू नो टेक्स्ट एंड टाइप एंड ऑल ऑफ दोज थिंग्स, कर्निंग एंड लीडिंग एंड ऑल ऑफ दोज, हु इज आर्यमा? लाइक वॉट इज शी लाइक? हाउ वुड यू डिस्क्राइब हर?
Oh wow, okay.
है ना
Yeah,
है
I
ना है ना.
don't think I have too much of
मास्टर्स वाला
personality
क्वेश्चन
out of my work. Do I even have a personality outside my work? I don't know. So yeah, I as a person, what do? I am very lazy, very, very lazy, except when I'm working. So I'm mostly watching a lot of documentaries, and I like to take things super, super slow. I like to cook, and I keep going back to food, but yeah, the documentary is also food, and the cooking is also food, obviously. But I like reading a lot. I think this is something that's different. I read a lot of fantasy fiction, so a lot of like the classics being, of course, Lord of the Rings, Wheel of Time, and all of that. But yeah, I enjoy reading epic fantasies, which are like 10 books or 14 books, not nice, chunky 900 page reads. Like, I just want to get lost in those worlds, like, think about dragons all day. Yeah, so yeah, I
So you
just
don't draw any of
read.
those? That's really surprising. You, like the
No,
genre you're talking
actually, I. No, the one time I've drawn any of these books is when I was in India, but I was working with Penguin in Singapore. So
about.
Penguin SEA, which is the Singapore outlet. And I worked on this book, which was like a parody of all of these fantasy books, which is called Prophecy of the Underworld. So I did a cover for them. Yeah. It's somewhere on my Instagram. It's called Prophecy of the Underworld. If you're looking it up, Prophecy of the
It's
Underworld. The
by
author's called
Lao
Lo.
Yong Yingping.
Yeah.
I found that.
Yes.
Oh yeah, this is your style.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. This is your style.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only time I was so happy to draw a dragon, but it looks like a chipkali now when I look at it.
Hey, no,
Chipkali
it's
with
okay.
wings,
It's
but
okay.
still.
It looks like a dragon. Chill, it's okay. It's fine. It looks like a dragon. It has got scales and
Yeah.
everything. I love this. I really like this. Yeah. Ha, theek hai. So
Yeah. I had lots of fun. Yeah, so I read, and I like sort of do long walks, I guess. Yeah, but I mostly all I do is work, and I like think about is work. If not work, then I think about food. So now food is also work. So I don't know. I really don't have a but oh yeah, I listen to a lot of hardcore hip hop while working. If that's also like people have told me that's really strange, but yeah, I do.
Nice.
Yeah,
Who would
that's
be your
cool.
favorite in that genre?
Oh my gosh. Okay, now that is a very difficult question. That is a very difficult. I don't know. I listen like without any sort of what do you call it? Any constraints as such. So I listen to rap in every possible language. So there's really
Are you
no
into Marathi rap as well?
telling.
I have been meddling a little with the Marathi, like the
Oh
Mumbai scene
no,
that is
no, no.
happening.
Please send me.
I'll send it to you. You know,
Please send.
I
Like,
do understand a bit of
I
Marathi,
listen
but then that's
to,
very good.
yeah. I listen to rappers from Bombay and stuff like that, but not hardcore in Marathi. Like, it's still Hindi.
Nee, there are a few. I'll send you. And again, there
Yeah.
are not like you know specific people I listen to, but you know on Spotify sometimes you know Spotify surprises me with a few things, and I'm like, dude,
I really
sounds
like it
very
when that
cool.
happens.
Yeah, this sounds
Yeah.
very cool. You
The only
should
algorithm
discover.
I like.
Correct.
Yeah,
That's a
the
good
only
one.
algorithm you like is the Spotify algorithm. I mean, fuck Instagram, man. You need to keep doing things.
It does not allow you to be lazy
Yeah.
anymore. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, you also like, and this is for people who really struggle with Instagram. One thing is key, if you actually work, you see the results. It's not that. So I know that. So I know that if I do end up working, I'll see like enough sort of interaction, but cannot be bothered. So for me, it comes in bursts and goes. Like if I suddenly do something, like I really wanted to do food February for February. But there's just so many new things happening with me, moving houses, moving countries and all of that, that I haven't had any mental space for it. But yeah.
Okay. What
Ooh,
else are you
really
interested in? Yeah.
exciting stuff. Really exciting stuff that you would sort of be excited about is, so for this course, I have my own little studio.
Oh.
It's like a bit far from my place, and it's in this place where you feel like you're not in Singapore anymore. It's a really nice spot like this. It feels like it's not in a city, but it's really quiet. It's really nice.
Is it
So
the
for
Jurong
me,
side?
that is nay, it's Newton side.
That I don't remember, because I for Jurong it was that scene for me. We went to Jurong and I was like, dude, this does not look like the rest of Singapore, at least. And I'm talking about 2008, I think. No, 2006. So this was like way back, but I'm sure things have changed. Oh, so
Oh
you
yeah,
have like a
Singapore is
studio and everything.
always changing. Yes. I mean, I'm sharing it with people, but for me, it's a big thing to have like a space dedicated to work, because for the longest time I was in my house at my parents' place, right? I was in my room, and
Right.
my room was the space where I was living, working, sleeping, eating, almost like everything, because of my really, really bad sleep schedule. So I like that separation in general, and it's making me feel like much more productive. And at the same time, I feel like there's a lot of relief and distance between things in my brain as well. So yeah, at
Nice.
some point I highly recommend nice studio space outside your house if you
Yeah.
can and if you want to.
Yeah, I do want to. That's like, that's a long-term plan for me. In fact, I was talking about it, and thinking and then kind of trying to plan it out. That's something which I would like as well, because it's kind of easy to work on your bed or on the sofa and stuff, but I do understand that you probably after a while you need to have a line that you can draw, that okay, this is where I work, and this is where I don't work. I think that becomes it's becoming important, especially with my office stuff also being like work from home. So now, while I enjoy that, but also I'm like, okay, I wake up, brush my teeth, and my laptop is right there. And so I consciously try to go and sit in the balcony for at least 10 minutes, and then come back to have that transition in that case. But take it. So I kind of get what you mean. Okay, so you would be a person who is into reading quite a bit, fantasy fiction. You do listen to a lot of I think hip hop in this case. So that's one. And of course the food part is there. Of course the food part is there. Perfect. Cool. So last nay, second last question. What next for you? So I know right now you said that there's no planning and everything, but what next for you? Anything that you
Next for me is, so this is a 18 month, like a 1.5 years course. So next for me is focusing on this and doing the work that I've been sort of planning to do, in terms of not really planning, but things I've been wanting to do,
Right.
and finding a balance in terms of what is expected in terms of the art scene here. And then putting that up at the end of 1.5 years would be my next step. I have no other plans. And of course, if need be, and I need to figure out other things to do, in terms of earning money and stuff like that, then I might still just illustrate or do things or do personal
Right.
commissions, which is something that I, so with my commissions, I don't really make announcements that often, saying that, hey, I have slots open and things like that. I feel like the people who write to me, again, I don't know if is something I should really put out there, but yeah, people who write to me with their actual stories, about why they liked my work and what they want in terms of a commission. And I feel like if it draws me, I always say yes, and I always end up taking on those projects. So yeah, that's something I'm still open to, but otherwise I'm just trying to slowly, end the chapter in a way. I don't know. I mean, I'm actually sort of, everybody alongside me in my master's batch is like older than me.
Right.
So I feel quite, I suddenly feel quite like a, I don't know, I just feel like I'm having really interesting conversations and trying to make the most of all of that. So yeah.
So if
mostly
today, you
that.
know, now that you're doing this master's, I know this is like I'll tell you what. So, you know, I have this one Indian uncle that lives inside me, okay, inside my head, right? So that guy comes out from time to time, and you know, I sometimes give this dude some time, like you know, some bandwidth as well. So if let's say somebody asks you now, ki beta abhi bade hoke kya banna hai, like you know, at this juncture, like what do you want to become when you grow up, sort of a thing, what would that be for you now? Now that you're doing this
खुश
मास्टर्स, अरे
खुश
यार,
होना
अरे
है. नहीं
नहीं,
नहीं
द
सीरियसली
इंडियन
खुश
अंकल,
विद द इंडियन अंकल एज इन, हैव टू गिव हिम अ करियर ऑप्शन ओनली और व्हाट.
या कि क्या बनना है.
मुझे ओके सो द इंडियन अंकल इन माय हाउस इज ऑब्वियसली माय डैड एंड ही रियली इज द मोस्ट फ्री थिंकिंग इंडिविजुअल यू विल एवर मीट. सो फॉर हिम
नाइस,
खुश इज अन आंसर राइट. ही इज लाइक ठीक है ओके साउंड्स गुड यू मेक इट हैपन
वाओ,
बिकॉज इट टेक्स अ लॉट फॉर अ पर्सन टू बी खुश राइट. इट टेक्स लाइक इमोशनल स्टेबिलिटी मेंटल स्टेबिलिटी फाइनेंशियल स्टेबिलिटी. एनी वन ऑफ दोज फैक्टर्स गोज डाउन यू नॉट खुश एनी मोर यू नो यू नॉट हैप्पी. सो या आई थिंक अगेन नॉट टू साउंड फिलोसॉफिकल ऑनेस्टली लाइक मोस्ट डेज आई एम टू बी हैप्पी एंड इवन इफ दैट हैप्पीनेस फॉर मी इज जस्ट नॉट बींग सैड यू नो. सो या सो इट्स अ वर्क इन प्रोग्रेस बट या टू द इंडियन अंकल इन जनरल आई वुड से बड़े होके मुझे एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफकोर्स आई वॉन्ट टू फाइंड सम सक्सेस एज एन आर्टिस्ट इवन इफ इट्स दैट्स लाइक 100 steps अवे बिकॉज फॉर माई राइट नाउ आई एम स्टिल फिगरिंग आउट वॉट इट मीन्स टू बी एन आर्टिस्ट राइट. सो दैट्स द फर्स्ट आई थिंक एटलीस्ट 10 12 steps ऑफ लाइक जस्ट बी लाइक हा वॉट एंड देन ऑफकोर्स इफ यू कीप रीडिस्कवरिंग दैट एवरी डे जस्ट लाइक इवन विद बींग अ डिजाइनर राइट. I know that I got a certificate. I was declared a young designer by NID at some point. I got a convocation, all that. Yes, that happened, but I didn't feel like a designer till I was working at Harper and being treated like, you know,
Got it.
another person on the team.
Got it.
Even though technically I was a designer the moment I sort of got into, I would say, second year and decided that I wanted to do this.
Right.
Like post foundation and everything. Yeah. So it's like a thing that I don't know where it's gonna be. But like again, your Indian uncle is never going to be satisfied with people who are trying to become artists. No, they're
That
gonna
is
be like,
true.
Usse
That
kya
is
hota hai
true.
beta.
That is true.
So
बेटा
yeah.
इंजीनियरिंग कर लेना चाहिए था ना, एमबीए कर लो, एमबीए कर लो, इट्स ऑलवेज गुड टू डू एन एमबीए.
But my household is so different from what I feel like a lot of who is that I didn't know what engineers did till I went to college.
ओ
I
वाओ,
didn't know what engineering was.
इवन आई डिडंट नो व्हाट इंजीनियर्स
I
डिड इवन आफ्टर आई कंप्लीटेड माय इंजीनियरिंग. सो या यू नो, यू एंड आई आर नॉट दैट फार अवे. सो आई स्पेंट 4 इयर्स
engineering is
एमबीए.
so close to what design is, and I didn't even think that way. You know,
I
it's so
don't
close to
know.
design.
I
I
don't
mean, at
know.
least it's so close to industrial design. You need people who think with an
Yeah,
engineering
see,
bent of mind
the point is
on
that's
the
what you
team. On
think.
the
See,
team.
that's what you are thinking, right? But when you look at, let's say, somebody who does, let's say, a mechanical, civil engineer, electrical engineering, let's say, right? After that, a lot of the jobs that are available in the Indian market right now, I hope things are changing, but I know for a fact in the core of these, you know, the core industries that are there, let's face it, things have not changed as much, right? Since I graduated till now as well, right? So the thing is, the things that you'd be doing on a daily basis, like, you know, waking up in the morning, going to office, the stuff that you'd be doing, I don't know how many people will be able to come back and say, hey, you know what, I am a designer. So again, I may be wrong, and you know, I'm just opening this up, and you know, I am absolutely fine, you know, people saying that I'm wrong, and it's okay, you know, that would mean things are good now, things are changing. But I don't know, like, you know, a lot of things need to change, a lot of things need to, you know, people start need to, these Indian uncles need to start thinking in a different way, and only then will, you know, this thing changes. But yeah, anyway, coming back, so you said this one thing that, you know, you want to be
You should
happy.
meet my dad.
I should
He's
meet
an
my
Indian
dad.
uncle who just does not think this way. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, but since you said
He's
you
a
want to be
strange man.
happy, what makes you know, what makes Aryama happy?
Besides food.
Yeah, sure. Besides food and mangoes.
besides food and mangoes. And the cliche of all my loved ones, I guess being able to do the sort of things that nobody else is doing in my life. Like it makes me happy to do stuff and, you know, constantly sort of change it up I guess I like doing that, which is why being a freelancer was so good for me because, you
Right.
know, every book cover, I get to do something
Exactly.
completely different. Every book, I get to do something completely different because I did not, for me, even like a year of doing the same thing becomes stagnant. I don't know if it's because I'm like a zennial, like I'm almost
Oh,
Gen Z, so it's the attention span problem. Maybe, maybe. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so I'm somebody who likes doing different things at different parts of my life, and that makes me happy.
Perfect, perfect. Cool.
Yeah.
So this has been a great conversation. With this, I will move to my official last
Same. I had so
question.
much fun.
Oh, yeah, no, but
Yes,
wait,
please.
last question, which is probably the most practical one, which is, why do you make art? Like,
Oh
why
God.
do you do this?
Why? Oh God, you should have sent me this. I would have prepared one nice paragraph. Why do I make art? I don't know. I think it's mostly for selfish reasons because these are questions that I have and I want them answered. You know, and I feel like, you know, even so, I have this sort of theory about niches, which is that even in our country, right, even if 1% people think like I do, that's still so many people.
Right.
We're the most populous country, right?
Right.
There's still so many people. So I feel like if even 1% relates, so then that's it. I don't need to worry about the rest people.
Nice.
So I don't need to worry about like an audience or things like that. And I can't be that unique. I can't be that unique that only I will like my art. You know, it's there's always going to be an audience, but there's always going to be people. So in terms of who do I make it for? That would be the question. The why of it is, again, there's personal parts to it, and there's also a documentation aspect for me personally.
Okay.
Like it's like I want to know what I was thinking at this part of my life and what it made me feel and what I put out. So that I come back and I see, okay, she was going through some shit. Okay. And then move on, you know,
Right.
stuff like that. So it makes me see myself more clearly, but I also appreciate like the growth and the sort of, I don't know, just the standards I set for myself in life. And,
Sure. I personally like that documentation angle. I think that's a really cool. You're right. Like, because sometimes I think I also, you know, with my personal stuff also, I think I keep going back to that where, not necessarily feeling, but what is happening with me currently, I kind of probably tend to do that. So, that makes sense. But okay, cool. So, Aryama, high on mangoes. I don't know if you were really high during this conversation on mangoes, but
can be. I'm in Singapore.
Oh yeah,
Just
correct,
kidding.
correct. No, but mangoes, it's okay. But
I have a few in my fridge right now, though,
why
because
am I not
if they're
surprised?
available all year
Exactly,
long.
exactly. Malaysia,
Yeah.
Singapore, you know, Thailand, it's also strategically chosen, I realize. Strategically chosen, makes sense. But this has been a really good conversation, you know, went quite deep in a few places, which I personally enjoyed a lot. So thank you so much for making our time.
Me too. I had fun.
I really hope you get to eat a lot of good food in Singapore. I really hope you kind of, you know, get to be
No
happy
doubt.
every single day. And I really hope to,
Thank
you know,
you.
catch up with you sometime in person. I will get that book the next time I'm out there for sure. But thank
Yes,
you so much for making our time.
I have lots of friends in Bangalore and I feel like you're one of those now. So whenever I come down, I will let you know.
Done. Done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for asking me again.
All right. So that was a deep conversation with Aryama, also known as High on Mangoes. Do remember to check out her work. And yeah, of course, if you get the chance, do drop by my page as well. The show, the link to her page, of course, and her website will be in the show notes below. So you can definitely go check it out. And I'll see you in a bit with another guest in the Paper Pencil Podcast Season 2. Till then, cheers.